And KF for Houston.
Okay.
Okay, I got a couple of things.
Go ahead.
One is, we would like to delete that film status report. We would like for you to start your rest period just as soon as you can after LOS and let us pick up any talking about the film or anything like that for tomorrow.
Oh, very well. Boss.
And another thing, we're noticing in indications here that your screens, your on your O2 return hoses and also the suit circuit return valve. You might take a look at those tonight and see if they need a little cleaning.
Okay, I've been cleaning the suit circuit return screen every night and it's been getting pretty dirty, so I'll check it again today. And the other hoses, I've got a, since I didn't have a screen for the inlets, I capped the inlets and just use the outlets to keep stuff from, we got so much junk here, I didn't want to get stuff inside the hoses down through the suit fans and to clog up the other filters.
Okay.
So I put the interconnects on the inlets and just let the air blow out of the hoses and take it all in through the suit circuit return. That might give you a little higher pressure rise.
Okay, we concur with the configuration, and but we have noticed the O2 flow creeping up slowly, indicating that we probably need a little house cleaning on that screen.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. I'll catch that, maybe.
Okay.
I tell you, this is...
Okay.
A man shouldn't get paid for doing this.
Yeah, it really sounds great, Ken. I think the difference in the Earth crescent sure must have made a difference the way you're talking of their shine versus the way I saw it.
Oh, it's fantastic. You can see the whole thing. It's really something. I'm going to try to, that's the reason I wanted to try and get these Earth shine pictures in this time before the Earth gets any smaller. Because it really isn't nearly as dramatic tonight as it was last night. And I don't know if that's the altitude or what. But if I, let's see, we want to run these booms out, and what else, I got to turn the pan camera on. Okay, if you'll give me a call on those.
Raj, I'm watching for you on the boom deploy, Ken. You got a little less than 5 minutes.
Okay. Now, something else that I'm not real sure about, it sure looks to me as though the Earth shine is not as bright on this Mare. I guess it's just this Mare that's over around Framaro and so forth is just darker. And maybe it's my night adaptation that hasn't taken effect yet. But I got the distinct impression that it's a lot brighter when you get over to the western limb.
Okay, got that, Ken.
I don't think I understand that. I tell you, I thought this was kind of appropriate here a few minutes ago. I was playing Berlioz Symphony Fantastique and looking at this fantastic sight and floating along here, and it's just unbelievable. It's so much fun.
Yeah, it sure sounds like it. In fact, we were catching a little of your music occasionally there. Didn't sound as good as riding old paint, but I guess it'll do.
Well, I've been listening to old paint kind of music for 3 days of PTC. But it was good old paint, I'll have to admit. I enjoyed it.
And Cass for Houston.
Go ahead.
Okay. What we'd like to do now, Ken, is go ahead and put out the booms now. And as soon as you have them out, go ahead and start the start your P20 running right now. It looks like we might be cramped a little bit to get your uplinks in. And we want to make sure that we get all of the uplinks completed here.
Okay, in other words, you want me to cancel the Earthshine?
Yeah, that's what we're saying, Ken. We're just afraid we might be cutting it kind of tight on the uplink.
All right. That's in work.
Okay. Okay, Ken, and we can take the pan camera power to off. The lens is dope.
Okay. Pan camera power is off.
Okay.
Okay, and I guess I might as well go ahead and put the booms out, haven't I?
Raj, would like to have those out, and as soon as you complete that, let's go ahead and do the go into the P20 that we're showing at 108 plus 50. Let's don't wait for that.
Okay, I'm already going there.
Oh, okay.
I'm doing a manual roll to get over there and spin it around.
Okay, very good.
And I guess I'd like to have a sim bay configuration. What you think I should have at the end of when I get ready to go to bed, what mechanical and electrical status. And let me cross-check it to make sure I haven't forgotten something.
Okay, we'll get that for you.